Good morning and welcome to this edition of Your Next Chapter Senior Living. Now, this show will provide helpful tips and resources that will empower and encourage you each week, presenting important topics and resources guiding you through your next chapter. Avery Heights is a 43-acre senior living community with full continuum of care, including independent and assisted living, memory care, and more, along with Siobhan Cefarelli. I'm Gary Byron. Siobhan, how are you this week?
I'm very good.
How was your week, by the way?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
You always have awesome weeks.
I know.
I'm so jealous.
I know.
Where'd you go this time?
I didn't go anywhere. Actually, my son's getting married, actually, at the end of all. Well, it's so weird because it's COVID. So he actually is already married, and actually I have my first grandson, but they're doing a wedding celebration. Thank you. Wedding celebration next month in August at the end of the month. And
So
my daughter is in the wedding, and so we went and picked out her bridesmaid's dress.
Here in Connecticut? Or
in Davidsburg. Well, they're getting married Newburyport in Mass.
Okay.
That's where his grandfather was from.
Gotcha.
So they're getting married up there, but David's bridal is here. And now I'm doing a plug for David.
Well, that's all right. That's right. But nonetheless, so you are quite the busy gal, huh?
I am. Yeah. I got four kids. Yeah.
Are they all
three adults,
all married? Or?
Three adults. No. Two of them have boyfriend, girlfriend kind of thing. My son is married. And then I have my 13-year-old who is not married.
Well, I'd hope not.
Back in the day, you know.
Yeah, along some countries, maybe.
Exactly. But
oh, my
God.
No.
She won't be married until she's in her 50s.
She's got plenty of time
for
that.
It's an agreement.
Well, out of 50s, though, huh? But then you can't have kids at that point in time.
She could.
In 50s?
It's an agreement.
Who just had a baby? Oh, my goodness. Who was it? She's like 60.
Oh, I don't know.
Daryl Hannah.
Really? No way.
Yes.
Wow.
She is married to Neil Young.
Oh, must be a cute baby. Wow.
Well, but 60 years old. I thought I read that wrong.
Wow.
I'm like, I actually don't know what I did. I thought it was a typo. I really did. So I went online and I Googled her and I brought her Wikipedia page up. No, she's 60.
Yeah, I'm sure she would be 60. Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
I guess. Yeah, right.
Because she was way back in the day. She did
Splash. She's in all these other movies,
yeah.
But yet that's what everybody remembers.
That's the movie, yeah.
Well, that's true. That was like early 80s, so
yeah.
That was like 40 years ago.
And
I don't think
she's done a lot since that I've seen. I mean, she did other movies back then. She did one with Steve Martin, the Cyrano one.
Oh, Roxanne.
Yes.
That was funny.
That was very funny.
We had the long nose. Yeah. Yes, the Cyrano.
Yeah. He's still doing stuff, but I haven't seen her around in a while. But that's neat.
I guess when you're married to Neil Young, you just go out on tour.
That's wild. She's married to Neil Young. Wow.
I know. She used to date Jackson Brown for all like for like 10 years, and they never got married. I know.
Wow.
How are things going over at Avery Heights?
Very good. So we're about to start our veterans program.
Oh.
Yes. So we actually have a vet-to-vet cafe where all of our veterans will get together. They'll have coffee and donuts and chit-chat, which is awesome. And then we're going to be doing a veterans wall unveiling in November, which we're very excited about.
You're killing me.
Yeah.
You don't just talk the talk. You walk the walk. You say you're active over there. This is a very active senior living facility.
And it's important for a community that's been around for 60 years. I think you'd have to have a veterans program. And we're excited to launch it. We're excited to bring all of our veterans together because we have cottagers, we have independent and assisted living, and we're going to bring them all together. And when you get veterans in a room together, it's just something magical about it. I love the stories. Love the stories.
Yeah.
We had one guy, he was a spy actually for Germany. And I probably shouldn't be saying that over the air, but he was.
Back in the day, it makes no difference now.
And he told us these stories about how they sent a signal, and the signal was so loud, they did it on purpose. Once they found out he was a spy and he was listening, they sent a signal, and unfortunately, it messed up his hearing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, those are stories. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, people that were on submarines and flying and all sorts of areas, and I love the stories that the veterans tell. I love it. So yeah, it's amazing.
What's the youngest person you have there? How old is the oldest person?
So we have centurions. So we have people that are over 100.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Nowadays, that's like nothing.
Yeah, I guess.
Mean, there are people who are like 109, 107, and that's nothing nowadays. And some of these people that are in their hundreds are just walking around like you and me. you know, doing their thing. Yeah. You know, yeah, there's something to be said for it. And then we have younger. I think I don't actually know our youngest, but I'm thinking probably like in their 50s, if I had to eyeball.
Yeah. Like me.
I know. We could be members of the senior centers. That's what kills me. I was doing a tour of a senior center. She says, oh, yeah, once you're 55, you can become a member. And I'm like, my eyes are like, what? Yeah, we could be a member of the senior center.
I don't think of myself as
that. I know. Yeah, we could be members of the senior center, which would be kind of cool if you think about it. They've got exercise, they got music, they got walking, they've got.
So my mom and my dad would have to come visit me at the senior center.
At the senior center. But they have good food. I mean, I told my husband, mate, why don't we become members of the senior center?
Well, I may just pop in just to take advantage of that brunch you were talking about last week. Are you kidding me? That's better than some restaurants
exactly.
that I heard.
See that?
So as we have heard, individuals and companies, they take advantage of older adults financially and physically. Now, an example is the horrible stories about like an elderly person who sends their money overseas to help some supposed person in need. We've all heard these scams. It's really sad, particularly when, you know, you're wiping out some poor innocents, their life savings, you know, what little they have. Most seniors are on fixed incomes anyways, and they live on tight budgets. What might not be as known is that older adults and their families can be taken advantage of when searching for a senior living community. So I don't know how this happens when they're just in the privacy of their own home and they're just doing a search. Or maybe they just, I don't know. They walk into a couple of different facilities. Yeah. I don't know. But let me ask you to start with this, Siobhan, because when I hear about this, this is just sickening. You know, look, I don't like to see anybody taken advantage of. I don't. Anybody. I don't care how old you are or whatnot. But I kind of think when you start messing with senior, like children, you know,
they should be off limits here, folks. Yeah.
Because it's just sad. My heart, it aches when I hear that.
Yeah, definitely.
How can a person be taken advantage of in the industry, though?
Well, they can be taken advantage of medically as well as financially. So obviously, financially, they can get themselves in a situation at a senior living community, and they can't afford it. You know, sometimes, you know, you sit down with, you know, some of the sales folks, and they're sitting there, and they go, oh, yeah, it's such and such a month, but here's what you can do, and da-da-da, or they might tell you about programs. I was actually the conservator for my mom, and the place where I went, they told me about programs that were available. Mm-hmm. Well, come to find out, my mom didn't qualify for those programs till years after. So I actually, you know, had to put in money for her. Yeah, but she was already there. And once they're already there, what are you going to do? So I think, you know, that's how financially and then medically. A lot of times people can do – we're supposed to do an assessment of the person, especially if they're going into assisted living, and determine what's their care plan. Well, a lot of times places will take you in and they'll give you a care plan and say this is what it is. And then once you get there, which is kind of understandable because once you get there, yes, the care could increase, but not increase to the part where you're having like a 24-hour aide in the room. And what's the point of being in the senior living community if you also have a 24-hour aide in the room? And so that's what they call kind of the bait and switch. They kind of get you in. Oh, no, she won't need that. This is how much the care is. Then they get you in, and then the care spikes up immediately. And, you know, some communities, they're not like that. They definitely are careful with their care plans. You know, I know for our community, our nurse will sometimes bring a person in at a higher level of care just to be safe and then bring them down. It's better to go to come in high and then come down rather than – and it can – you know, they could be on the higher level for a day or 2 days. And then you bring them down as opposed to bring you in at a lower level and then – pump it back up. Because obviously, if you're doing your due diligence, you're coming up with a budget. You're coming up with a plan. And it can really mess people up. We have, I don't know, in the past couple months that I've been with this community, I've definitely had the phone calls where people are like, oh my gosh, now they're, you know, saying she needs this or he needs this. And they come to our community and, you know, again, they're happy because the assessment is done thoroughly and we make sure we don't do that. And other communities do that as well. They make sure they do a thorough assessment before the person comes in. And so, you know, one of the ways that you can help yourself out with that is if you get that care plan, you take a look at it, you could bring it back to their doctor to take a look at it, have a professional take a look at it, just to make sure that that makes sense. Because sometimes we're like, oh, you know, we know they need a higher level of care, but they come in this lower level and we're like, oh, it won't cost me that much. But you know in your heart, that doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
And you don't want that whole bait and switch. You don't want to have your loved one all moved in the apartment, all set up. And then what are you going to do? Now you're stuck. And you signed a lease. Now you're stuck. And that's how people take advantage. And a lot of times that's just because of the pressure. You know, a lot of places, you know, you're very census driven. You know, get people in. You have that pressure. And so you do whatever you need to do that. And as consumers and older adults and adult children, we just have to protect ourselves.
What can you do if you end up in one of those situations?
Well, you can definitely get an attorney. Don't feel like you're stuck. You can get an attorney. You can get some of these senior living advisors can help you out, help you kind of negotiate a geriatric care manager. You know, bring in even folks at the senior center sometimes have like advocates and helpers that can come in, get a professional to come in and negotiate for you and speak for this. And then when you go out looking for a new senior living community, just be careful. You know, tell them what happened to you. Tell them what's going on so that you can get back into a better situation. And sometimes that other new senior living community that you're looking at, they can help you as well. So don't feel like you're trapped. It's over. Don't just sit there and like I did, because I wasn't in the industry back then. And I was just using credit cards and everything I could to dole out the money.
There's got to be like a team of professionals that can help prevent
yes.
these things from happening.
Yes.
And more importantly, how can they help?
Yeah.
And what in their specific role, how
yep.
can they help?
So when you're looking to come, you know, if senior living is where you're headed for, definitely make sure you have an elder law attorney involved. They can help you, first of all, put all that paperwork together, power of attorney, you know, any type of living will or will period, any of that information. Start there. Get that all in order and make sure. And then use them to have them review the lease. Have them review any paperwork that you're signing. Have them look at everything. Anytime you feel that in your gut you're a little nervous, don't rush. Go back to that elder law attorney, a financial planner. A lot of times there's you know, it could be if you're the adult child, that parent, or yourself, if you're looking for yourself, you've got funds just kind of out there and you're like, bring that all together, and a financial planner can come up with that 10-year or 5-year plan for you and help you out. And they might have referrals for you too for senior living communities, which is great.
Does insurance cover it at all, or?
No, if you have long-term care insurance. So long-term care insurance definitely covers it. And you have to have – it depends. Some of them have various different things where you have to have what you call ADLs, activities of daily living, meaning that, you know, you need help showering or with meals or with housekeeping. But some of them also have kind of an independent living component in there as well. And there's definitely funds for – one of the folks on the list is the geriatric care manager. There are funds for that as well, which you can get involved. So a lot of times there is a long-term care policy, and sometimes people, you know, ask your parents if they have one, because sometimes they have it and they've been paying it and they forgot they have it because it's not automatic, but they could have it. And sometimes now life insurance policies and long-term care policies are together. And so that life insurance policy could have a little long-term care, addendum or rider in there, which could help with the cost as well. Definitely a doctor or the PCP, especially if there's memory care or anything medical involved, get them involved in it. They can also help talk to your parents about actually making the move. Senior living advisor, we talked about that. They will go out and help you look for places. They get paid based on if you move in. So they're not, you know, it's great. So you don't actually have to pay them. And they kind of know the ins and outs of all these senior living communities. They kind of know the underbelly that you might not know, which is great.
Yeah.
Your veteran service officers. Again, that's another free service that every town has a veteran service officer. And they might have certain communities that kind of cater to or have extra benefits for veterans. So they might know that. Any professional contacts. Like how I found the senior living community for my mom was that I was at an event and they said, oh, you should go there. You know, so, you know, a professional contact is always good too. And talk to people and tell them, because, you know, at you know, adult children are all going through this. So they might say, hey, oh, you should go here. You should go there. I got a call earlier where the gentleman wants to move from the community where he is to our community. He said, oh, he goes, just so happens my neighbor's best friend mentioned you. You know, so
really?
Always talk to your family and friends and your professional contacts because they might have a good resource for you. So these are all, you know, again, don't go it alone. These are all people that are there to help you. Some of them free. Some of them, they cost a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's better to spend that money now rather than spend it later and really get into trouble.
You know, that's a good point. But since you brought it up, I mean, some of these professionals can cost some bucks. I mean, what do you say to folks that are fearful of running out of funds and don't want to invest in these services? That's
again, everyone a lot of times is willing to negotiate.
Okay.
And so it's a really, really good idea to just say, hey, you know, we need some help. What kind of packages do you have? But it's better to go for it with the professionals. I myself, again, I was conservative for my mom. I didn't have any of these professionals involved. And I got into trouble. I personally got in trouble financially. You know, my mom necessarily wasn't in the right place. You know, and it was a lot. It was very stressful emotionally and, you know, on every level. And just recently, I was able to rectify all the financial nonsense that I got into because I didn't have these advisors. So, yes, they do cost each one a little bit of money depending on what you go for with them, but it's worth it. It's worth that little bit of funds up front because, trust me, on the other side, you can really get into trouble.
I'm just going to repeat something that you have said, a number of times, not just today, but in previous weeks, your due diligence.
Yes.
You know, you research, you know, make sure everything is just not only on the up and up, but is really what you're looking for. And
yep.
You can't make impulsive decisions
no.
or emotional decisions for
yeah.
that matter. It really takes time to do. And listen, it's when you visit a few different places and you get a sample of what life is like on the campus, as
yes.
to use a word that you used.
I love that word, actually.
Well, it's it is when you think about it. It's so associated with college, and I think last week you brought that up as well. But no, there's a campus.
Yeah,
Cigna Insurance Company. They're not a senior living facility or a college right around the corner from WDRC here.
Yeah.
They use that word all the time.
Yes.
We have one right here on the campus. So it's just so affiliated. It's just everybody talks about the colleges. No,
yep.
But you have to do your due diligence. Is online, is that a friend or a foe when looking for the any senior living facility?
Yeah, it depends. So in one way, it's your friend because you're going to go online okay. and look at a senior living community, research it, take a look at it. It's a foe in the sense that you got to be careful of where you're looking. A lot of times you'll put in maybe a certain senior living community and then all these other websites come up and then you're paying money to wherever these places are that you don't need to pay money to. And so you just really have to be careful. Pay attention to, does it say, like for Avery Heights, does it say averyheights.org or does it say, you know, looking for senior living Avery Heights/Avery Heights, because that's not us. Mm. That's something else. And they're probably, we only charge $1,000 to, just be careful, especially veterans, be careful, because there's a lot of programs, a lot of funds that are available and stuff that can be filled out at no charge, forms and so forth, that a lot of times families will pay $1,000 or $2,000 for stuff. And I feel bad because by the time they get to me, they've already paid it. And then they're looking at me and I'm like, oh, this is the company we use. And I'm like, but you didn't need to. So just be careful of what you're looking and put that credit card away before, you know, do pay attention.
Great advice.
Before you just start putting, because you're desperate.
Yeah.
You're scared. Don't be pressured. That's another thing, too. There's so many people out there that will pressure you. Everybody will pressure you to sign stuff and do stuff and scare you to death. Take a step back. Don't be afraid.
That's how you know whether it separates the professional companies from the amateurs. I mean,
yes.
You've been around, you're experienced. There's no pressure. You know,
yes.
In fact, that can be a turnoff,
yes.
If anything. Folks, you are listening to Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. You can contact them, by the way, at 866-537-1444. At the conclusion of this morning's show, I'll make sure I repeat that phone number with Siobhan. Siobhan Seffarelli, I'm Gary Byron. What are some tips, and you've given a few already, just maybe some more tips maybe to help prevent from being taken advantage of. We started talking about that, and it always seems like the scam artist or the person who's trying to take advantage of you or your elder family member, they're always one or two steps ahead of everybody. And then once we catch up, well, they're one or two steps ahead of that now, you know? It's like, yeah. It goes on.
Yeah. So I think the biggest thing is, again, that fear. I think if there's anything medical involved, something really harsh like COPD, CHF, dementia, Alzheimer's, try if you can to get a geriatric care manager involved, because they're going to be an advocate for you. Because inevitably, if you have one of those medical challenges, you're going to end up in and out of the hospital, probably in rehabs. I've seen so many people where a person's just laying in the bed. The rehab is not doing what they need to do. The hospital's not doing what they need to do. Even, you know, assisted livings aren't doing what they need to do. So get a geriatric care manager, because they're going to keep an eye on things. They're going to speak for your loved one. They're going to speak for you. And they, a lot of times it's a nurse, and they kind of know how to speak medically. And so it's important. Elder law attorney, get that attorney involved. Like I said, I can't stress that enough. You know, you want to have all that paperwork in order, because the last thing you want, if your loved one is compromised and they don't have a power of attorney, because if they don't have a power of attorney, now you're in court and you're trying to get them conserved, and that takes time. So if they're in the hospital or they're in a rehab, they're going to be hanging out in that rehab or they're at hospital until you get this paperwork. And it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a long process, and it's the last thing that you want. There's someone that also, another good tip is there's some type of organizer that you can get with, especially if it's for your parents. And you know, if this is the older adults, if you're listening, put this together for your kids. It's, you just get an organizer and you just put up, this is my bank information. This is the insurance information. This is the house information. Put all that like in an accordion kind of divide or something real simple. And then you put all that information, all the passcodes, whatever it is, give it to your child.
It's not bad.
You can find those online sometimes, those organizers. That is the best thing that you can do.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Again, I said this a moment ago. It just pains me to know that.
Yeah.
A real vulnerable portion of our population, perhaps the most vulnerable, are just get taken advantage of. It's sick.
It's very sad, actually. Yeah.
How do you know if you are working with a good senior living community, though?
It's all about that pressure, again.
Yeah.
Someone who's like pushing. Someone who's not really showing you what you need. You know, they're showing you what they're trying to get you into. You know, again, that consultative approach. You know, someone who's just kind of like just letting you take your time and letting you look and answering all your questions. And you know, I don't know what it is nowadays, and don't get me on my customer service rampage, but, you know, people need to be respectful. That's like a big thing. Like customer service nowadays, when you go to a store, what drives me crazy, you go to a store and rather than I say thank you and they say you're welcome. No, it's a mutual thing. You say thank you. I've given you business. You've given me a product. And so if someone's disrespectful, condescending, you know, making you uncomfortable about your questions or rude in any way, get out of there. Even if it's the most beautiful place you've ever seen in your world, leave. Because it's just not a good – that's what you're going to get. That's if that's what they are, that's what's coming at you in the end. And probably the other professionals are going to be just as rude and just as disrespectful, you know, especially if they're disrespectful to your loved one or as an older adult, if they're disrespectful to you. That is the last thing that you deserve. You've lived your life. Your parents have lived their life. They deserve that respect. And so that's really how you know if that person is not being off-putting.
Kindness doesn't cost you anything, does it?
No.
And good customer – quality customer service, it's almost like a rarity nowadays.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think people – it's sad because I actually had this conversation we're having now, well, a little bit of it. I actually had not that long ago with a friend of mine. I was getting gas of all things. And I found myself, you know, saying, you know, 40 on pump, whatever it was. Thanks. No. You should be thanking me. I'm patronizing. I'm the customer. I've chosen your business, not the one up the street. And I actually said something to the person. This is so silly of me. Oh, I'm taking them.
It's okay.
I said something to the person, and she looked at me like I had two heads. Like what? Huh?
I always say the person that's holding the checkbook, that's the person that you need to have the respect for and the kindness for. That's the person who deserves the customer service. We all are reversed in that role. Like in my role, if someone comes in for a tour, I'm the person that needs to be giving the customer service. But when I go to the store, it's not like I'm not going to get it back. You know what I mean? Exactly. But in certain situations, you need to give that – the person holding that, writing that check, it's just, it amazes me. My insurance, we're about to change our insurance because – the customer service and they're questioning, you know, where are you going? I wouldn't even be looking someplace else if I was getting the customer. Sometimes you'll pay more money for the customer service. You know?
Ain't that
customer
the
service
truth.
Is the key, man.
Who do you call then if to report these types of fraudulent situations?
Well, there's something called an ombudsman. And if you go online, you look that person up, that's who you want to call. And they'll come out, they'll investigate it. You can call the attorney general. But definitely if something's going on, make those phone calls. Because even if your situation, there's nothing can be done, quote unquote, there's always something for the next person. And we have to make people aware. If people are doing fraudulent things, we have to make people aware so that they don't walk into that same situation. I always talk about human beings and what is it, pay it forward, you know. We have to protect each other. And so if you've been through something, make those phone calls, make them aware, even to help the place, wherever the senior living community or whoever, it helps them too because it helps them do a better job. Maybe they're not even aware that their marketing person's rude or their nurse is rude or whoever. Maybe they're not aware of it. You know, a lot of times people aren't aware. And so it's important, like you did, you made that person aware that, you know, they looked at you like you were crazy.
Yeah, they did. I go, why am I thinking you should be thanking me? But we're talking about a gas station attendant. You're like, I don't care.
Yeah, but everything you do, what do they
do? No, you're right. But
yeah. What's the warrior? I can't think of it.
The warrior.
The Peaceful Warrior. That movie. You got to see that movie with Nick Nolte. Amazing movie. And one of the things, he is actually works at a gas station. And the guy who he's trying to do his, you know, he's like this, you know, guru kind of thing. And the guy goes, oh, you just work in a gas station. And he goes, the greatest job you can do is a service job. And so that's why at my end of my emails, I always put, or when I'm talking to someone, you know, I always kind of do a little bow, but it's real. It's like, thank you for letting me be of service.
She's the one that said, she goes, I just work here. I don't care.
No,
you could go up the street.
Every little thing. Yeah, well, we're all part of the tapestry.
You're absolutely right.
We're all part of the tapestry. And so her little bit is part of that tapestry.
Could you call the Department of Consumer Protection as well?
You could. Yes. Yes. Good idea. Yes. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
I would think so.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the more fraud that we can eliminate, the
but
better.
But do something proactive, too. You know, don't – we were talking about writing reviews earlier. Don't – at another show, don't be just writing, a rude review. Do something that's proactive, you know, something that is going to actually, you know, going to – something's going to happen. You know, make that phone call. Just, you know.
I'm right with you.
Yeah.
The bottom line is just to make sure you report it.
Yes.
Because it gives the whole industry a black eye.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
That's the only exposure that someone has.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, they're going to think, oh, they're all like that. You remember that time we went, they're all like that.
Yeah.
That's not true.
It's not true. And then you end up with those people that are on those tours where they're just bitter because of the experience that they had. And it takes, you know, time to bring them back around. But
it's true.
Yeah.
Folks, you've been listening to the latest edition of Your Next Chapter, Senior Living with Avery Heights. For more information on today's topic, which is don't go it alone, please call 866-537-1444. Let me repeat that number for you. 866-537-1444. And the first three callers will get a special lunch and tour at Avery Heights. So let me repeat that number for you one more time. Now you're listening more intently here, right? Okay, 866-537-1444. Siobhan, time just flew right by, and as it always does, I look forward to next week. For Siobhan Seffarelli, I am Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening. Until next Saturday morning, have a good one, everybody. So long.